On Monday, authorities conducted a planned controlled release of hazardous chemicals on board a derailed train in Ohio near the Pennsylvania border. The cargo train derailed on Friday, sending 50 train cars off the tracks, and has led to a massive fire in East Palestine. The threat of explosion prompted an evacuation order of thousands of nearby residents. Jordan Anderson is covering this for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jordan, hello.
Hello.
Jordan, the pictures of the site have just been astounding. Dark smoke billowing into the air as authorities released the gas from the train cars. Can you describe what happened yesterday afternoon?
Sure. So authorities decided to go ahead and conduct a controlled burn of the vinyl chloride in 5 tank cars. Essentially, there was temperature rising in one of the cars, and it was ultimately a very large risk of an explosion. Officials were saying they were going to use a small charge to create a hole about 2.5 to 3 inches in each tank car and just allow those toxic materials to pass through. And they estimated that that burning could last anywhere between 1 to 3 hours. We were hearing reports that smoke was starting to rise around 5:30. It was just dark clouds of smoke. And then by 8 p.m., Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro held a briefing saying that the control release was going as planned.
And so do they feel like it was a success? It's now the next day. Are residents able to return home, or are they still evacuated?
They are still evacuated at this point. It's unclear still when residents will be able to return. We do know that authorities are surveying the area. I know there's Ohio National Guard out there in gear surveying the air quality outside the immediate area. We are hearing that from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. So far, it's told media that so far, so good. But again, I think still out of that abundance of caution, they're still cautioning everybody to, if they need to stay at home, shelter inside, or if they had evacuated, to remain evacuated.
And we're talking about some 5,000 people who are within a 1 to 2 mile radius of the derailment site and had to evacuate. You've spoken with some of the residents. What have you been hearing from them?
There was a lot of confusion among people, just not feeling like they didn't really know what was going on and where they could turn to. I mean, a lot of the community in this area, you know, it is low income. And so the idea of just evacuating from their home is not an easy prospect for a lot of people. So there was just a lot of concern about, okay, I need to leave. I'm hearing there's danger, but how can I do that? And so I know Norfolk Southern, the transit company, had set up an area in the city's community center where people could get funds. But I saw one person, she got a check for $200, and she was still left thinking, is this going to really be enough? And also those payments were coming as reimbursements, not payment up front. So people were saying, I don't have the money up front to go to a hotel. And so I think there was just a lot of anxiety and confusion about, where am I going to stay? And especially, too, since we still don't know how long people are going to need to stay out of their homes. It could be days. It could be weeks. People even packed just for maybe an overnight bag and didn't even bring their medications that they needed. So, I think there's just generally a lot of confusion about what next steps are going to look like.
Are local authorities stepping in this emergency? I mean, it's one thing to leave giving funds to the company, the train company responsible. How is the local governments on both sides of the border responding?
Right. We've been hearing from the mayor, and he has definitely tried to dispel rumors. I mean, I was hearing a lot of concerns, of course, about air quality, water quality. He has held several press conferences assuring residents the drinking water is okay. The air quality is, you know, not showing anything concerning. But you still could hear a bit of skepticism maybe from residents. Am I being told everything? Are they withholding information from me? As far as even the local authorities, too, with going to people's homes, you know, I did hear, I mean, even as early as Friday, you know, some people had local authorities come to their homes saying, you know, you should leave. I did hear from one person who said, Sunday morning, local police, actually the local sheriff, came to her knocking on her door and said, you know, you need to leave. And if you don't, we're going to come back with a body bag. And I think that was just a really unsettling message for somebody. And it feels like residents still just don't know where to turn for information.
Sounds very worrying. We'll continue to follow this. Jordan Anderson is a reporter with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you, Jordan.